Basically, it was the 26th of March of this year, and two young men knocked on my door about 11, 11:05, and I was having a lazy morning because I was off work, and I was just about to jump in the shower. So I thought, I'm not answering the door. Obviously, if it's somebody that wants me, they'll come back. But they knocked and knocked and knocked. So obviously, I thought, well, they're not going to go away. So I got dressed and then answered the door. And they asked for directions. And I directed them in the direction of the fishing pond. They said they were wanting fishing. But they didn't have fishing gear, which I was quite suspicious about at the time. So obviously they were quite polite actually, but off they proceeded, and I watched them out of my lounge window walk down the lane towards the fishing pond. Still no fishing gear, so obviously no. But I just thought, well, I've got to go out. I'm just taking my car for a service. I picked my sister up about 5 to 1, and off we went. And my daughter, I think, arrived at my house. She'd been to Bowness with a boyfriend. They arrived about 2:30, I think it was, and saw the blinds in the kitchen were all down. So I think that unnerved her a little bit, but she let herself in. Obviously, she's got a key. Proceeded to go into the other rooms because she thought it was strange. All the blinds were in the sink, and the window had been broken into. All the drawers had been left open and everything. So she rang her dad, and then she rang me to say that she thought we'd been burgled. But she was in hysterics, as you can imagine. I just tried to calm her down and said, you know, don't worry about it. It's just things, possessions. As long as you're all right, that's fine. Anyway, I went back to the garage. I couldn't settle. I had to go back to the garage and ask if I could have my car early. And we came home. I didn't know what I was coming home to, actually, but by the time I'd arrived, the police were actually here. My daughter had phoned the police, so it was a bit chaotic, to say the least. But, yeah, I mean, basically, we had been burgled, and I just think they must have waited for me to go out, watched me go out, and then, yeah. But I think that my daughter had scared them off.
So they believe that they were in the house actually when she had entered the house?
Yes, because when she came in, obviously they'd broken in the kitchen window. We seemed to think that one of them had gone to open the front door for the other one to come in. So that was open. And I assume that they were in the bedroom when they must have heard her. And I've got patio doors out onto a veranda. We think they've gone out that way because they were open as well.
So what had you had taken from the house?
Loads of different items. Cash, jewellery, personal items, sentimental items belonging to my late mum, my daughter's jewellery that I'd saved, little signet rings and that from when she was 2 upwards. Little crucifix that my mum had bought her for her christening. Money. iPad, as I say, a sat nav, a load of postage stamps that my husband had for his business. Yeah.
So a police investigation was launched. Yes. Were any of them brought to justice? Did they find them?
Yes, there was 2. One was arrested shortly afterwards, a couple of days after, I think for something unrelated, but it turned out that they arrested him for that as well. And he has since gone to prison, and I'm not too sure about the other one, no.
What was the scariest part of this experience? Because my next-door neighbour got burgled, and they felt that, you know, they couldn't go back in their home again. They didn't like the fact that somebody had been in there. What was your experience?
Yeah, very similar, actually. And I was just saying that before. I was very anxious the day, you know, on the days after. Well, for quite some time, actually. Driving home, I was very anxious. I thought, oh, I don't know what I'm going home to. which is silly, really, because you do think, well, you know, they're not going to strike twice, but it's just there in your mind. You can't, you just can't switch it off. But yeah, there is that.
Speaking out to other victims or just normal people who haven't been victims of burglary, what would you advise them to do to protect their properties, to protect their possessions, in order so they don't horribly suffer the same fate as you did?
Yeah, well, I mean, basically, I mean, obviously check your windows, your doors. I mean, I was one of the world's worst, I'll admit to it. I used to leave my key in the door, and I didn't actually go out and leave my windows open, because all my windows on the ground floor. But yeah, just basically check everything, make sure you are secure. And if strangers do come to your house, then, you know, just be aware that you can't trust everybody as much as we'd like to. You can't.
Has this changed your life? Do you now feel safe, or has this had a long-term effect on you?
It's getting easier. And no, we've had this discussion. As I say, I don't want to change as a person. I kind of like the person I am, really, but it does make you more wary, definitely. Definitely, as I say, if I see a strange car or anything pull up now, I don't think I would be quite as trusting. But you've, as like I say, you've got to move on, haven't you?